Hey, thanks again for joining me here at Truth Unbound. I'm Walt Swaim, your host once again. And here this week, we're going to have a short cast. In other words, it's a podcast, but it's brief, yet packs a punch of God's truth. And in preparing for the Thanksgiving Day service we had last Sunday at our church that I pastor here in Pasadena, Texas, I was looking at a passage of Scripture. And Jesus is with his disciples at the Last Supper, shortly before his betrayal and arrest. And here he is with his remake, if you will, of the Passover meal. And then I saw this in Luke chapter 22, verses 17 and 19. And it caught my attention. I'd never really looked at it like this before. Now, here in Luke 22, 17 and 19, verse 17 says, "And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, 'Take this and divide it among yourselves.'" And then in verse 19, he says, "He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Now, did you catch it? Twice here, Jesus gives thanks. Now, think of this for a second, okay? He is God. So who does he thank? I mean, does he say, "Thank me"? I don't mean to be smart aleck, but it is a question, and it applies to our way of giving thanks to God. If Jesus is the central person, if you will, of the one triune God who receives all glory and praise, then why is he giving thanks at all? And who is he giving thanks to? The creator God of the universe thanks God. But why? Well, that's what we want to find out today, right here at Truth Unbound. All right, so why did Jesus give thanks? And who did he give thanks to? Let's find that out, okay? So he does this two other times in different scenarios. He does it in chapter 11, verse 25. He acknowledges the Father with gratitude for what he has done in the hearts of the people. Now, what had happened is that Jesus had been for a while now in the area of Capernaum and its adjoining cities, had been preaching and teaching about the kingdom of God and about himself and doing many miracles. And so he did many miracles in this entire area, yet the vast majority of people still rejected him as Messiah and Savior. And so Jesus thanks the Father that in spite of all that resistance and opposition, some still open their minds and hearts with childlike innocence and faith and openness to him and believed in him. A few, they did get it. And Jesus was grateful for that and expressing that to the Father. Now in Matthew 15 and John 6, God thanks the Father again for feeding the 4 and 5,000 respectively through miraculously multiplying a small lunch basket of bread and fish in each situation. In Luke 22, as we go back there, Jesus thanks the Father at the Last Supper twice, once before taking the cup and also when they took and ate the bread. He's thanking the Father for what? For the opportunity given to him to not only explain the new type of relationship or covenant people will have with God from now on through him and what he's done, but also the opportunity, he's thanking the Father for the opportunity to die for your sin and my sin, to offer his very body as sacrifice and his shed blood so that you and I could believe and be forgiven of our sin. Now and forever. So to answer the questions again, who did Jesus give thanks to and why did he give thanks if he's the one to receive all the glory? Well, while Jesus is also in the position of being fully a man as well as God, he still maintains that role of servant to the Father and his will. And so he gives thanks to God the Father. And this is an example to all of us as to what we should be doing in giving thanks for everything, just like Jesus did to the Father. But also Jesus gave thanks so that you and I could likewise continually thank him for dying on the cross for our sin. Giving thanks for the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus and to be able to be saved and forgiven of our sin because of what Jesus did for us shortly after the Last Supper. Well, I hope this helps you to see Thanksgiving maybe from just a little different perspective than before. And remember to thank God, not only for the abundance that you have before you and all those surrounding the table with you to enjoy, but to even more so, thank Him that He gave His life for you, for your sin, and rose again so that you could be saved now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Well, hey, I hope you've liked this and it's helped you in your faith walk with Christ. And if you would do so, click like on this, click subscribe and all notifications, click to follow, and then also share this with everyone you can. And to always remember, if you follow Jesus, you'll always follow the truth.